Welcome to Leanne's Voice podcast, where I give you tips and hints all about how to speak more confidently in your workplace, in your business, in your life. Ladies, let's do this together. Let's jump into the episode right now.
Okay, so I wanted to today, let me just turn the lights a little bit dark in it. I wanted to today do the top three questions that I've got, if that's all right. I mean, I've got about 10, but I haven't got time for that. Yeah, right, listen. So every week, every month, I always get questions about Leanne this, Leanne that, what about all these things, which is great. I love you guys. And the first one I want to get started on is this one. So Clara says, how do I memorize what I say? Now, I'm not a fan of memorizing stuff. Like, I can do it, but I think you sound more natural if you kind of talk from the heart. Have your notes. Don't just try and freestyle like a bad girl. But I'm saying, have notes as like, I've said this before, Ed Memoirs, to guide you, to prompt you. But don't like write word for word, sentence by sentence, because you'll just end up just reading it like that. Have them like, whether postcards or notes on your phone, say it out loud, practice it, talk yourself through it, because you want to be able to talk to and with people, not like at people. I don't like that, like old school lecture, university days. Nah. And record yourself doing your interview, doing your training for work or your meeting. Run it through your mind. Say things out loud. Be comfortable how you sound talking through the information you're going to provide, or if you're selling perfume at the counter, you're that Mac girl, whoever, whatever it is you are, go through your key things that you always need to share about a product or a service. Sound confident when you're doing it. Record yourself. Listen to it. Do you sound good saying it? You know what I'm saying? And another one is how, what'd she say? Layla? I think it's Layla. I hope I got your name. I don't like people muck up my name either. How do I sound good if I need to speak in a meeting at work? Okay. You're going to go in for that weekly meeting at work, warm up your voice, have a hot drink, go into the toilet, do the scales, la, 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 la. Or you can do tongue twisters, red lorry, yellow lorry. The one about, there's a doctor that doctored, all these different types of things. There's a doctor that doctored. If the doctor doctored all of these different things, who would doctor the doctor? You know? So there's that, there's those type of, I'm a big fan of like, you know, tongue twists and stuff to warm up your voice. Definitely for sure. It's something I love doing when I've got to do my voiceover stuff. I've got to speak, do presentations, do hosting, whatever it is. I'll always do some form of warm up. Think of your voice, your vocal cords as like, I don't know, like a muscle. Like when you go gym, you don't just start banging the weights cold. You warm up. You may go for a walk to the gym first. We might run on the tread or do the cross trainer first. You don't just go in there, start heaving 150 kg, you know, you warm yourself up. So warm up your voice. And as I said, drink loads of boiling water. I'm a fan of like, it's funny, I never got it in there today. Like, I'm a fan of like water, but I love water. People got fans, so I just got healthy water. Bit of slice of cucumbers in there, put your chia seeds in there. Look after your voice. It's going to look after you if you look after it. Do you know what I'm saying? Don't be around people who smoke, someone coughs, run from them. You don't know what's going to come. If your time you pick up any virus and it's chill, it's going to come out in your voice. You know what I'm saying? And let me go through. Someone's talking about another question. I'll have to do that question another time. This word, how do I stop filler words? Now, do you know what filler words are? So it's when like you always sound like, when you kind of keep using these words where you've not actually said anything credible to your listeners, you're just giving it, I do that. I got a few of them. I don't really mind them. It depends. If it takes away from what you're saying, then obviously stop doing it and maybe use silence. Silence is a very good one, rather than using a filler word all the time. We'll say, I'm going to move on now. Do that, definitely. Don't just say, because it seems like you don't know what you're talking about. And when people start hearing this, even if you gave some brilliant piece of sensible sentence after, they say, this woman, she don't know what she's talking about. Let her go on. She don't know what she's talking about. Yeah? So to reduce those, how to reduce those, as I said, I gave you those little tips. Breathe, Pause, silence is beautiful. Say we'll move on from here. Or just ask that if there's any questions, you can always throw it back to the other person. I love that, you know? And how do you sound better when you speak? So many ways, my dear, so many ways. You can smile, makes you sound soft and endearing and trustworthy. Variety is the spice of life. Go up and down, stuff like that in what you're saying. Slow down, breathe properly, use your notes, don't read from them, and just give eye contact too. Yes, those are the things that I really want to help you with. Some of these questions I'm gonna have to, I can't do all 10 of them. You are just gonna wear me out here, boy. Is it okay to read from notes? I think I've kind of covered this one. No, don't read notes. This is the thing that bothers me, right? When people, I see them sitting down there reading notes, I'm like, listen, if you're just gonna sit here and read notes, I would prefer you just to email me the PDF and let me read it on my way home on the train where I can go home and cook my food and sort myself up. Do you know what I'm saying? But just use them as an aide memoir. Don't read for a presentation because it's not engaging. It's like, what am I doing here? If you're gonna read, come on, I don't want story time reading. So simple notes, little bullet points, whatever it is you got, just have them just to just remind your memory, yeah, of what you're supposed to say. And how do I stop the nerves on camera? My dear, you gotta prepare. Come in and prepare. Practice and you just got to perform. It's a performance talking in the interview, in the team meeting, at work, on the date. Oh, it's a performance. You're an actor. Let me tell you, you're an actor about your Oscar love. That's who you are. So listen to the tips I give you week in, week out on the podcast, on all of my socials. Yeah, I'm giving you gems and bars to help you. Okay, so I hope that these have helped you. Yeah. And you're getting loads and loads from it. And you know, you can always go onto my website if you want to step up the gear. I have got loads of things on there. I've got courses, I've got ebooks, I've got audiobooks. I meet you where you're at so you can improve where you're going. All right, my love, I'm going to see you soon. Thank you so much for listening to today's Speaking Tips podcast. I hope you got so much out of it. And I really look forward to all of the ways you're going to let me know about how all of these tips that I shared you use this week, this month, this year to improve the way you speak to speak with more confidence. All right, I'm so glad I was able to help you on this podcast. But let me help you a little bit more because you know I'm just extra helpful. If you like today's podcast, you are going to not just like, but you're going to love my storytelling webinar. And you know, before previously in other podcasts, lives, everywhere, blogs, if you're on my mailing list, I always talk about the art of storytelling. Now, if you are someone that wants to learn how to use storytelling so that you can be a better speaker, this webinar is the place for you to be. All right. So in this webinar, I'm just going to be dropping some tips and gems right on bat. What is the art of storytelling? Why is it effective to help you be a confident speaker? I'm going to be talking about how I use it, how I've seen it used in the right way, how I've seen it used in the wrong way, and giving you tips on how you can start using it from the very get-go of the webinar. All right. So it's totally free. So before you say like, oh, what's she selling now? It's totally free for you to join in the webinar. I'm going to be real and straight up. I am going to be speaking to you about the advanced program, the storytelling course bundle that I've put together. If you want to just go straight to the webinar, go to my website and you're going to see on the speaking tips page, you can go and sign up for the webinar. Have a listen in. See if it's something you want to do. If you're a woman that wants to really learn the art of storytelling when you speak, join the webinar. See how you feel. Is it the right one for you? And if you want to go from the webinar, you don't even want to go to the webinar, you just want to go straight to the course bundle, I'm here for it, love. Go onto the website and you'll see the link to go straight onto the storytelling course bundle, which is out now for you to go and start improving the way you speak. So I'll see you in the webinar. Go onto my website, leannesvoice.com, and I look forward to listening to your story as I tell my story so we can all improve the way we speak so you can be the best confident speaker like never before using the art of storytelling. I'll see you in the webinar.